reading back to
Lori at the moment, yes.
That's all I had, other than executive, which sounds like a lot of it is handled. And road petition, roads, want that to be a separate work session? Or
the what?
The road, the roads that are in holding pattern.
Limbo. Yeah, let's make
road petition. Okay, the road petition requests are in limbo.
Yes.
The ones we hadn't done since what? What you give us a date?
Are those all those?
There's 5 days.
Yeah, we need a separate work session for that. Have you done your report on all those?
Yes. You've heard all of them.
Oh, we have?
Yep.
Have we denied them all? Denied any of them? Blue Ridge.
Tabled.
No, Blue Ridge was denied.
I know, but tabled and denied is where yeah. we're at.
Forest Bluff, Freund, Arizona Drive, Reno Springs, and Lindell. If we were to take them all in based on Randy's recommendation of improvements, it's a total of $65,000 upfront initial cost.
Yikes. Yikes.
But some of them are close to no cost, and some are around $5,000. A couple of big ones in there, though.
Separate work session, what are we going to do?
Not or me.
Separate work session.
I know Dean's running out of steam. You running out of steam a little bit?
No, yeah, I am. I really am.
All right. Sounds like we'll ask you to bring those to us in okay. another session.
I'll get with Nikki on that.
The next thing on the board, on the thing was we've canceled the county assessor's budget discussions with the Tane County Transportation Advisory Board. Was the next thing we were going to address.
Got a map and everything there.
Got a map. I got the names that can we just share?
Yep.
You can stay right here.
One out of each district is what you're.
Well, that was the proposal. Was let me get my map up here and then.
You're just going to talk about appointments.
Yep.
Thank you for your time.
Let me get the map up with the numbers because you're going to say what numbers we did. This one didn't get numbered. But I have the numbers here. That
number there.
Yeah, but did I use those or not?
I
hope I did. That would have been great.
Okay.
So
find
not that one.
Skidmore Law Church.
Who are you thinking for that one? Brian Spence?
Brian Spence.
Brian. It's the only one, I guess, that's been notified.
Is it there or here? Okay. There. We're in here from what I understood.
Yeah. He's on the Sycamore charge. So, anybody else in that area?
David Miller.
Is David in that area, too?
Yep. We've got Rick Ziegenfuss is in this district. I'm looking for my map here real fast, guys. What names did you have? I had
Rick Ziegenfuss, David Miller, Buddy Roberts, David Oliphant, and Brian Spence.
That's the names I've got. We're still short because Dave Oliphant and Buddy Roberts in the same district.
And Jim Youngblood, I would like to see him.
Yeah, he's attended the other two meetings. I think he's still interested.
Sharp guy.
Okay.
No, he's on. You know, I don't know where he lives.
Port Royal? Who cares if you're all from the same district? I'm just joking.
Kind of want to be. Okay. We classify. I just make sure it's the right. We didn't do it that way. Okay. This is actually 3. 4 is purple. 5 is this. 1 is this.
Oh, I know somebody else that's probably said he served probably 2 or 3, and I'm forgetting one. Our engineer friend, this is John Derby.
Yeah, I'd make a recommendation that we post it for one more week and get more names from different. Well, I mean, we've got three here, three townships to work with. So
why don't we can appoint some of them, though. Okay, I would like to appoint Buddy Roberts to the Forsyth District, which is actually District Number 3. Okay, I'm just telling what I'd like to do because I'd like to do Rick. Rick Ziegenfuss to this district, okay. I'd do David Miller for this district. Brian Spence for this district. And then if we want to do Dave Oliphant, we put Dave Oliphant in this district, which is the Marion Woods, Brockway Beach district. We'd still leaves us the Kirbyville. The Kirbyville district, and then this district down here.
I've only got one problem with part of that, and is I had a person that talked to me about Marion Woods.
Okay.
And I don't have, I'd have to recontact them to make sure, but I think they've sat on the board of aldermen and everything else over there.
You have a problem with Dave over here in the Kirbyville district?
I don't have any problem with it anywhere, but I just, what I would like to do is post, this is the final week if you're interested in an appointment to the Transportation Board.
Okay.
And if we're not going to use exactly the district.
Well, we're trying to.
I know we're trying to, but I mean, if we're not going to use exactly the district, that would be.
Brian Spence looks like right. Real close to this district, doesn't he? On the end of, he lives like right here.
Well, I took it he was down here, closer to Nolan Road in that area from you.
Yeah, I'm not real
down
positive.
The
he's down the bottom. Yeah.
What? How about we do this? How about we make some phone calls and try to appoint it by Wednesday? Because we already have it posted for Wednesday morning.
Okay.
Because there's no way we can make press anyway, because they've already...
And I'm not sure that Marion Woods person is still interested or not. I know they approached me before.
So is it safe to say that we're looking at this district, which is District 3... District 3.
Craig.
Is Buddy Roberts.
Craig was interested also.
Buddy Roberts.
Craig Tucker?
Robert Craig.
Oh, Robert Craig.
District 5 is Brian Spence. Hollister would be. Let me see if this is. I know where Rick lives. He lives off of Poverty Point. Is that down here? How many points are we here? So that's where actually Rick lives. So let's move that to District 7 is Rick Ziegenfuss. District 7. And then Brian Spence would be District 5. That's District 6. District 6 is David Miller. Let's just, if you don't mind, let's appoint these guys and get three more. How's that? Is that right?
I'm very strong on Jim Youngblood, sir.
Oh, that's not a problem. I just don't know where he lives. I'd like to put him in the right district.
He's,
let me see if I can't find him real fast.
Kind of famous. He's been,
I can pull it up by. I think we're all pretty committed to Jim Youngblood.
Really?
I think I've got a voting detail. One moment, please. Okay, I'll do it this way.
So we're talking 7-member board, right?
Correct.
Plus
advisors.
Frank and
right,
all nice. Advisors.
Yeah.
I ought to ask Nikki or Julian to look at our names that have come in over the way.
Okay.
On planning and zoning, DOA.
Where's John Derby at? I mean, where's he at?
John's right up here.
So he's going to be in one of those others? If we don't move him into...
He's up here.
Okay, I found Mr. Youngblood's address. It is in... What is this? It is... YL.
Country Blood, yeah, Farm Road over here, Fall Creek Road.
So that's where Jim Youngblood lives. Let me see where David Miller lives here.
He lives in Branson North.
We could use someone from the Kirbyville area.
Well, you suggested David Oliphant. Would you call him for that area? Across the lake.
Yeah, Joe Reese has been, addressed interest in that.
Is that right?
Yep. Some time ago. See, some of these people may not be interested now that we...
So Rick would actually be... In District 7, we've got this district open, which is District 1. Let's put Jim Youngblood in this district, the Hollister District.
Which is number 1?
District 1, huh? So we've got District 4, which is this one.
How far over are we going before we have to try to get Robert Craig and some of them in there?
Well, Robert Craig would be up here, same as John Derby, right?
Is Robert Craig in
there? He's in Walnut Shade, right off 160.
Yeah. That'd be that district. Robert Craig then?
Well, we need to ask. See, he come to a couple of meetings here, and we talk.
So possible for District 4... District 4 possibilities.
John Derby or Robert Craig?
John Derby. Robert Craig. Okay. And then possibles for district, this district, which would be District 2, is Dave Oliphant.
Joe Reesh.
Joe Reesh. And then anybody in Kirbyville, I mean.
Yeah, you just have to.
If you guys were good with this, let me move on these right here. These are the ones we just talked about. If you want to wait. I move that we appoint, based off of what we, our agreement on the transportation board, District 3, Buddy Roberts, District 5, Brian Spence, District 7, Rick Ziegenfuss, District 6, David Miller. District 1, Jim Youngblood. The terms of those, the terms are listed in that agreement. Basically, after 12 months, we then revisit all of them, see if they're attending, all that, and then their normal terms would then kick in.
I second the motion.
Okay.
All in favor say aye.
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 And then what I'd like, if I can challenge you guys, is 9 o'clock on Wednesday, talk to these guys or anybody else you're thinking of and get these guys assigned.
The ones we just appointed.
No, talk to these other two districts. Guys. Yep. We'll send a letter out. How about we send a letter to everyone here? And then we'll post the first meeting we can so we can make the Tiger Chew grant application if we're going to do that or not. Sound good?
Like a plan.
All right.
I'll get my wall.
Okay. Oh,
Go ahead. One more thing on our list. We haven't got knocked out, and I'm going to be a parade runner here. We tabled Bradleyville Schools. And I want to table it till tomorrow, or when I want to table it till Wednesday. Aren't we coming back here Wednesday?
I hope so. We got three or four things on the agenda already for the morning.
I thought, where's my agenda here? Yes. We moved it Wednesday morning. I'd like to table Bradleyville till 9 o'clock. I move that we table Bradleyville discussions till 9 o'clock Wednesday morning.
I'll second that because we got some things to talk about.
Well, I want to, now that they've raised some questions about if we decide to do this, it's not a donation, it's a taxpayer dollars, does it affect the levy, all that fun stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go ahead and contact the Attorney Generals and see if I can't get an opinion from them.
Well, don't you think...
I want to help the schools, I just don't want to do anything...
Well, Joe has called two or three times. Don't you think we ought to make a phone call back to him and at least tell him?
Yep. How you want to do it?
It won't be a pleasant call. Chuck, you going to do it?
No, I figured you should.
I can do it if you want me to.
Well, we got some... The statutes is but now I'm going to use... you got to think about the years that we've had a governmental agreement with the school on the chip storing and salt storing and stuff like that there at their school, even though it's not in the city limits. Or it may be in the city limits. I said that. It may be in the city limits, but I think that has to be taken under consideration.
Well, one argument I made, or discussion I had out in the hall, I think, is Bradleyville School is the main key of Bradleyville. And things happen there outside of the school, benefits, all kinds of things. And I've heard our attorney say, Mr. Paulson, this morning, it's another one of these things that you got to call the Attorney General, and then if you ask Paulson, he would say that the Attorney General is another attorney's opinion.
Right.
It's not something that you can hang your hat on.
Right.
And so I would argue that we go ahead with our petition, and if the former registered voters in the Bradleyville district want to put a pool table in the street, then we look at that. If they want to go to the schools, we look at that.
I'm for all that. But I think...
You want to wait, or you want to keep on going? What do you want to do?
Well, I think we might get their answer and make a decision Wednesday.
I'll keep on working on the petition, and that way I'll give you guys a petition on Wednesday morning.
I mean, that fulfills their obligation, but I think the school is going to be the number one priority down there. Just like you said, what else is it going to go to?
So we're working on the petition, but we're going to wait till Wednesday to make up our mind.
I'm going to print out I'm going to go ahead and print out what I've got. And Donna gave me some wording based off the independent candidate petition, you know, how we want to word the petition. So I have that. I have the statute that Bob cited in the petition right here. But I just... And here's what Donna's provided. We just got to meld this into one document and might as well vote on the document all at once and have it for Wednesday morning.
You could just put school, et cetera, on the petition.
I have something right here. It says, Taney County Commission is asking for your opinion on how the remaining balance of the budget, blah, 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 of the recently disincorporated Bradleyville. And then it says, I would like to balance the money distributed to Road and Bridge. I'd like to balance the money distributed to School of Bradleyville. I'd like to balance the money distributed to other. And
I'll tell you what, it'd be a pretty simple
one. Honestly, there's only like 65, she was thinking.
Right.
I'll tell you what, it'd be a pretty simple one, is they couldn't do anything with their school because it was tied on the money on the deal to their pavilion, and their school got that bottom from the forestry. If we had a road down to their pavilion and baseball field, that would about cover it.
So
But school funding, though, has been a disaster this year, right?
I know.
And
but, I mean, they own that, too.
And I would just point out, just let you know that the, I know we use, Bradleyville has a bus system over there, correct? Their bus, the transportation budget, I don't know if you saw Governor Nixon's new revision of where he's cutting more. He has to cut $301 million. That was a big hit where they're cutting. It was the transportation budget of all schools.
They talked about that Friday at the Legislative Affairs, Patrick with Senator Goodman's office.
Pretty ugly.
He did mention that, as has been noted already, that our per diem is, at this point, hadn't been attacked anymore.
Yeah, they're cutting the transportation budget. They have appropriated $152 million statewide for transportation for schools. And his recommendation is to restrict $70 million of it. So that he would cut the transportation budget for schools by half. And I can easily see where that falls into road and bridge and schools. So
I don't have any problem. I voting for the school deal would be easy for me to do. I'm just trying to follow the process.
Well, again, my argument is
petition and let the people decide.
Petition, let them decide.
Yeah, that's good enough.
I'll have some wording up so we can know what we're going
to. I will call Joe and tell him that it appears we'll have him a petition Wednesday to get signatures on.
Yeah.
Barring any strange advice, there'll be a petition Wednesday.
Wonderful.
If there's only 65 people in there, then he only needs 33 to in favor of one direction or the other, and he's got his petition.
He'll have it Friday, I bet.
Yeah.
Well, if he can get a petition with 35 names on it, then it's done.
Yeah.
That's what he's saying.
Well, then why do we do this? Just say, go write your own petition. Says, do you want money spent on school, yes or no? Sign this petition. If he's going to get 35 names.
I just think you're...
I think that would hold up.
This looks a little better.
Okay.
Since you've already gone to the trouble, just use it.
You don't need much anyway, so...
You know, I just try to look busy, Danny. Over here, I'm playing solitaire most of the time. I'm drawing pictures of you. I will save this on my desktop and have it finished.
I wish you would get a new one for Logan.
Yes, sir. What did we forget?
Well, I noticed there was something this morning, economic development executive director position.
We discussed that. The agenda. The agenda, what they're going to do. Yeah.
Anybody going to IDA?
Not unless you... No, I'm not.
Do you know what's happening with that?
I think Tim's going to give him an update on we're moving forward on the director position. He's also going to mention the dates to them of when the two candidates are going to come in. I think Ron Housman's going to give him another update on the biosolid, which he gave to us last Monday, and some other projects. And then he's asking, I think on July 7th is the Clean Water Commission hearing. Tim's going to be asking if anyone of the board members want to go with Ron Housman up to the Clean Water Commission hearing in July in Jeff City. I don't think there's much anything else that they're talking about at this point.
We've got a motion sitting here with no second.
On what?
To move the table. Gradually more discussions for the week.
That was my motion, wasn't it? Yeah. It was a great motion.
Second.
Okay. Shoo!
Aye.
Thank you. Thank you, Jim. Just like those guys, they're not second my motions.
Let it recess.
Let's recess.